Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hello, Joan. Welcome in.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry to disappoint you today, Dom.
No, you're not disappointed. That's a fantastic idea, Joan.
I blame the naivete of youth.
Okay, that's always good.
It was at least like 15 years ago. I think I was in my 30s at the time. So I even made a Facebook group, Dom.
How far
did
you go?
To make this a national holiday.
Were you getting politicians on board, Joan? Was this like going that deep?
No, I think I maybe got 8 people on board. So
you know, Jim Jordan's coming on tomorrow, Dan. I got to ask him, Jim, what do you think of a Super Bowl national holiday? Let's see if he says anything on that.
Just a reminder, Joan, regular friend of the show, before the break we said she proposed at one point to rally support for making a Super Bowl Monday a national holiday. So, I mean, Joan, it's a great idea.
What would we take out then?
Well, I don't know what we would kick out, but, you know, hear me out a little bit. It's something that could bring the whole country together, right? We're so divided over many things.
Hey,
I think this is something, kumbaya moment, Tom.
Oh.
We could have, but I don't want to disappoint the Penridge children, but students. But we haven't been asked to do a delay or have a day off, and I don't think because of the reasons you said that it would be a good idea. But you know, parents always have that choice.
Yeah. Now look, that's where it comes down to. If you as a parent think it's worthwhile, I had to make that decision occasionally with DJ and Luke. I support that, Dan, but just the general proviso,
I don't know how things have changed inside schools, but, Joan, do you guys have, like, excused absences still, and do you count them, and would this count towards an excused absence in Penridge, or is that something you'd be open to?
I'm not sure if it counts as an excused absence. I do have a philosophy about, for, you know, my own personal family, about vacations and time with family, moments like this. I think everything's an educational experience when you're spending time with your family and learning how to be, you know, learning how to navigate a city, take a train, do whatever, get yourself around and travel somewhere. So I kind of have a different philosophy from what some people might have about parents excusing things. I'm not sure if it would count necessarily as an excused absence, so I don't want to say that it would.
Can I ask you where you stand on this? Is a great topic. I mean, where do you stand on that? Do you think parents should, for family events? I mean, it's education, right? Especially, you know, spending time with
family.
I
think it's parental choice. Yeah, I'm in favor of it.
I'm in favor of it 100%. Because as I said, every moment that you have with your family, you're learning how to be a good mother, a good father, a good sibling. You're learning how to navigate your way through the world, interact with different people, different cultures. I can make anything educational, really. So
give that kid some credit. All right, so Joan, who's a revolutionary?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was listening. I like the Jonas Salk answer. It's a lot of pressure. I was already feeling pressure because I know I disappointed you today. So, but did you take our founding fathers off the board?
No, we did not.
That's a great answer.
Definitely.
Wow.
That is a revolutionary doctrine.
Before we let go, Joan, I got a question for her.
Yes.
Joan, did you happen to watch that 50th anniversary of Schoolhouse Rock last night on ABC?
No, I couldn't.
Well,
I was out,
it.
But a friend. I was at a wrestling match, which turned out well for Penridge, but and my boy. So I didn't get to watch it, but a friend did, and she said she was disappointed.
Yeah, it was so cringe. Bad. It was terrible.
Founding fathers, Joan. Thank you, Joanie.
Great
Thank
answer.
You very much.
Okay. All right. Take care, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.